share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You might have noticed several posts on social media where people have been recommending nano mist sprays for the purpose of disinfecting surfaces against COVID-19, and you might be wondering if it actually works. The Ministry of Health, KKM, released a statement recently, expressing concern about the usage and safety of the device. For illustration purposes only, in the statement, KKM said that they have taken note of the nano mist spray gaining public attention on its use as a disinfecting tool to prevent the transmission of COVID-19 and have acknowledged that some people believe the spray can kill the virus in the air and on surfaces. However, the effectiveness of this device is dependent on its dispersion ability, the disinfectant type used and its concentration, as well as the contact time between the disinfectant and surface, the statement said. KKM also mentioned several surface disinfectants that have been identified to be effective against COVID-19, such as alcohol, 70-90%, hydrogen peroxide, thimol, quaternary ammonia, and chlorine-based solutions. However, KKM stated that these disinfectants are only purposed for surface disinfection and not to be used directly on humans. For illustration purpose only, the Ministry of Health Malaysia would like to emphasize that the disinfecting solutions as mentioned above is for the purpose of surface disinfection and not meant to be used directly on humans, the statement said. This is due to the fact that contact with some of this solution may cause irritation to the eyes, skin, respiratory and gastrointestinal system. KKM also highlighted that the nano mist spray does not replace the requirement for standard surface cleaning. For illustration purposes only, included in the statement is a link to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency website where a list of recommended surface disinfectants is available. Additionally, guidelines of surface disinfectant registration by KKM is available for public viewing on the National Pharmaceutical Regulatory Agency, NPRA, website, while assessment reports on various disinfection methods can be accessed at KKM's COVID-19 website. Also read, KKM. Fully vaccinated individuals can quarantine at home upon arrival in Malaysia. Source. eBay Source. 123RF. Source. Travelers. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.